It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Joe Sacco is best known as a journalist, but his dispatches from places like the Middle East and Bosnia come in the form of cartoons. In his new book, The Great War, his drawings depict one of the bloodiest battles of World War I, the Battle of the Somme. Sacco recreates the first day of that battle, from its hopeful beginning to its brutal end, in a 24-foot-long panorama. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Joe Sacco began drawing comics as a kid, but in college he studied journalism. So when he was traveling in the Mideast, Sacco began interviewing people, but he drew pictures of them as well. The result was his first book, Palestine. Sometimes, Sacco says, words are not the only way to convey the immediacy of a conflict.
What I try to do with my images is just give the reader a real feel for a place, to give them a real feel of a refugee camp in Gaza or a city in Bosnia. You know, it's very visceral. You open the page and you're right there in the moment.
Now, Sacco is using the cartoon form to depict history. Growing up, Sacco was fascinated with World War I. He remembers looking through history books and seeing phrases like no man's land that conjured up powerful images.
To me, it meant if you entered no man's land, you wouldn't survive because no man could possibly live there. You know, later on it sort of rolls off your tongue, but I've never sort of lost that sense of awe and horror.
When a friend suggested that he draw a panorama of the Western Front, Sacco was interested, but he wanted to do something with a narrative and remembered hearing about the first day of the Battle of the Somme. The story had been told many times, including in this 1964 BBC documentary.
The time, 7:30 a.m. The date, July the 1st, 1916. The place, Picardy, on the Somme.
The battle was preceded by a week of bombardments, which General Douglas Haig thought would decimate the Germans, allowing British troops to move in easily and take over their positions. The bombardment was so loud that it could be heard in Hampstead Heath in London, but it was not so effective. Many of the shells were duds. Others simply didn't do the job.
And when all that noise quieted down, the Germans realized, okay, the shelling has stopped. Let's get out of our dugouts and man our machine gun posts. And the British were marching toward them in a line, and the Germans just started firing on these troops.
Night fell upon a disaster never equaled in the British Army's history. 57,470 officers and men had fallen or were missing. Over 19,000 were killed or died of wounds. This was not going to help the Allied cause. This was not going to relieve Verdun or wear the Germans down. This was mere massacre.
It is this terrible day that Sacco set out to draw in the Great War. The panorama opens with images of General Haig as the day begins and moves to the battle itself and its aftermath.
I did a very rough plan for it, so I knew, you know, I need 3 pages to show the logistics, another 3 to show the troops marching up, 4 or 5 when they're in the trenches, etc., just to give myself a sense of the rhythm before I began it.
Each panel in the panorama is dense and detailed. Fresh troops march in, looking eager for battle. Some soldiers eat and relax, while others man the huge howitzers that fire on the Germans. Eventually, troops begin advancing, and the chaos of war consumes them. In that BBC documentary, one survivor of the battle remembered what it was like.
I started crawling towards our lines, and I never seen so many dead men clumped together as what I saw then. And I thought to myself, oh, the world's dead. They're all dead.
Sacco says it was important to him to include the stories of individual soldiers within the larger panorama.
As I was going, I would think about the people, and this one's going to be talking to his friend. This one's going to be in pain. This one is going to be relieved. A lot of little stories that you can sort of look at and see for yourself.
As detailed and realistic as Sacco tried to make his panorama, he knows it can give merely a hint of what it was really like to be on that battlefield.
You know, I think I captured a representation of this sort of thing, but I don't think I can myself imagine this sort of thing properly. This is a drawing. It's a filter of sorts that allows me to draw and the reader to look. It's not the real thing.
The Battle of the Somme went on for 4 months. When it ended, in November of 1916, the Allies had advanced less than 10 miles. There were more than 1 million casualties on both sides. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Coming up, with every guest, we have to do a microphone check. But sometimes, that's actually a treat.
What a wonderful world this would be. Da, 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 da.
The voices of Jess Wolfe and Holly Lessig of the band Lucius. I was really enjoying that.
Thank you.
They don't do that the whole interview. But when their voices come together, it is magical. Meet Lucius in the next part of All Things Considered.
We're Lucius, and this is NPR News.